They plant in areas that are in need of reforestation or afforestation across Canada. Tree Canada selects sites where appropriate native species will be planted to make sure that natural forests come back to life. To learn more or to get involved...
This is Kai Kello and you, Kai Kello and you, are tuned into CKUT.
Emergency!
We all may go up.
We're gonna exterminate you now.
We will get our power.
We all may go up. We are a superior being.
Daleks, listen to CKUT 90.3 FM in Montreal.
This is a show from Radio. We're a group of stations bringing new and forgotten ways of making radio to our listeners. Each week we give artists the challenge to make radio that works across the whole of Europe and beyond. Are you up for it?
And you've asked me to think about medicine. A sonic collage.
Colour.
Stone
between the spine.
Circles.
I'm sitting here, I'm thinking now about the value of green prescribing.
The steep, muddy sleeve.
Sage. Salvia officinalis.
No, been holding
cunning
sass.
Small ear.
You gave me.
Stop.
You've asked me to think about medicine. And that's quite hard here.
Firstly, I'm thinking about the word medicine. I think that the way that we seem to think about medicine these days is distinctly different from its origins. Now it's plastic bottles and carefully labelled packets, specific dosages and brightly coloured pills and liquids. Distinctive smells and tastes and rituals 2 times a day after meals. Of course, research tells us that even just images of green spaces, woodland areas, flowers, green pastures, even just those photographic images can be helpful for our well-being, a sense of rest, recovery, healing. A de-stressing. But nothing compares, obviously, to the being outside, outdoors, and having that accessibility, that availability of space. In the place where I'm sitting now, I feel great privilege to have been able to travel here, to access this space, to be in company of like-minded people, to have the freedom to be on my own, but to know that just down the meadow and across the stream, there's a bunch of people who are busy undertaking an activity of the body and of cognition and of just being in such a beautiful setting. And so I feel held by their presence. I don't have the same access or freedom in the place where I live, which is interesting. I grew up on a council housing estate, which is all concrete, and small grassy patches near concrete play areas that were just really for allowing your dog to go to the toilet on. And so
you've asked me to think about medicine. And in the distance there's a tall stump with its limbs severed, and
it's one couldn't thing
take my eyes off it really.
Prescribe outdoor green activities, or to give access to outdoor spaces rather that are of a certain quality. And the quality, by quality I mean has the freedom and the security, the safety. But it's another thing to
a remembrance, things,
a trust of a rocky
to activate mind. Talking and listening.
People seeing me.
It's a subtle difference, but I think it's so really important.
My presence.
It opens everything up. Remembering
yep,
my activity. Closed. Talking and listening is open.
The strength
and
of the oak holding it together.
So, or the presence of
walking back
lovely
along this
old
trail
oak.
That I
so
came
touching
out on.
This branch,
instead of remembering my way,
I watched a bee. There's lots of green
clover,
stored memory. It feels a bit
as a way to activate, energize,
and the direction of the sound
to generate my current.
It's like
events.
A touch. That comes back
so,
to really give myself
the
time.
All the feelings and the sounds that I want to be making
to
right now are informed by
come back to you.
My walk
the,
out
the,
here.
That essence
I
wanted, that
I
got
think
when
sort
I'm
of
sat here in this landscape.
Right by my walk
maybe something,
something
to do with
that affects quite a lot of people.
So, let's see.
Can't recall all these sensations
it's
to tell
one
you
thing
more.
To prescribe.
Let's bring the inside out.
Outdoor green activities. But it's another thing to make those outdoor spaces or to give access to outdoor spaces rather that are of a certain quality. And the quality, by quality I mean has the freedom and the security, the safety.
So, first of all, I am in need of a place where the issue is allowed to come out. Just a place where it transitions from the inside and I can project it onto the meadow that's just there across. So that's something that drives it out, a driving out medicine this is.
I'm feeling quite overwhelmed with all the many things in this garden and different possibilities. Decided to focus on leaning. What's leaning? What's leaning on what? Resting. Maybe rest.
This thing, you can nearly lean into it. It has this physical presence that it's leaning towards your arms when you're walking up it, that slope. So it can support you in a way, so you can find comfort in it being
very thin ends of the tree, branches resting on the.
A bit tiring to go it up, but also a support
slippery
that only you can have
granite steps.
From it. And that's a good thing. You can also
small
walk it down.
Twigs and leaves and stones and
backwards
small
or forwards. I don't know if it works then, this medicine.
Little nibs from the tree or resting on the ground. My feet resting on the soft, wet earth. Yeah, maybe my breath beginning to rest too.
I'm wondering about slowness, because when I go out The place just feels so alive. And I feel fast and slow at the same time. And so then I'm thinking, how does the world feel?
First of all, carefully labeled
fennel, coming back down the other.
Spinaculum vulgaris,
wet tackets,
feathery.
The issue is like allowed lungs. To come out. It's just a place where
you've asked me to
not
have
slightly coloured pills in size. And I can project it as a
smell like aniseed.
Distinctive smell.
That's quite hard here.
Tastes and
something that drives
rituals.
A driving out medicine.
Two times a day after meals.
I've been standing on
a sort of dark red, black colour.
Stone
pathway in the spine.
Circles.
I'm sitting here, I'm thinking now about the
scanning
value of green prescribing.
The steep, muddy
even. Sage. Has a birthmark of green on it.
That I had.
It's edges around it.
Now may be a good time to mention that I'm synesthetic. Gosh, these leaves are huge, like huge. It makes me feel like, often I wish that I could come up with a new color. I get a little, I feel like color is limited. And now I'm feeling like sound is really limited. It's probably me that's limited. But I just wish that I could sit in one.
Quite soft to the touch,
Belle. You've asked me to think about medicine. I've been standing on a stone pathway that circles. And it's uneven. And I've been holding the paper bag that you gave me with the bell in it. And I realized.
So to hear yourself while you're on mic saying you're listening to
CAT,
you have to make sure your headphones are on.
Sort of a tree in my hands.
Otherwise you won't hear yourself.
Wait, how come the mic isn't streaming right now to the program?
That I had.
It's edges around it.
Sort of a tree in my hands.
Surface, almost in little clusters.
In ourselves, in our bodies.
I rip the spine to release
the
smell.
In the distance, there's a tall,
feel comfortable enough.
Stump.
Close our eyes.
Stumpy.
In order to open our ears.
Turn it over.
While it's still a tree.
That one comes first.
You see, it's
a late moment.
Pushing it out like water.
More
delicate,
heavy. Hogweed, taller, more robust.
I don't know if I find it comforting or
contemplate history.
Research tells us that even just images
is a green space.
Is rest.
I think it's woodland areas, flowers,
terraces,
sculpture.
Build new perspectives.
Helpful.
It is like a scarf.
Years ago,
a whole
capture.
Plants from this family, the umbrella family, the
place that loses
hollow stems. So children used to cut the stems off
and
use them as a whistle.
That was tree bark. Different kinds of trees. It was kind of every other. I don't know. Maybe I shouldn't explain. These wood pigeons are unfamiliar to me, and they remind me of, like, we have mourning doves. They sound just like the mourning doves, but like heavy smoking mourning doves. I don't know if I find them comforting or a little like Haunting. Haunting.
I rip the spine to release
the. In the distance, and there's a tall.
Feel comfortable enough.
Stump.
Close our eyes.
Stumpy.
In order to open our ears.
Turn it over.
While it's still a tree.
It's much more of a pink colour, so in contrast to the other side.
You take my eyes off it, really.
Like points of these
vein-like
gaze,
like the fennel.
And it points. Everything move, wind is
overwhelmed.
Play with our vision to look closely, intently.
To let it come forward at the same time.
Catmints,
decided to
second near to our semi-eye.
On leaning,
it's leaning
to allow our eyes to rest.
Long stalk, small green leaves,
mid-range,
sparkly flowers, protruding from the main stem.
Staircase like Jacob's ladder. Angels going up one side. Angels coming back down the other.
You've asked me to think about medicine.
I've immediately started to feel frustrated that I can't capture all the sounds I want to capture. I can't make them sound like it sounds to me. I can't bring them together in any meaningful way. Like, I'm already frustrated by that. Like, I can't make the medicine work. Or like them, rather than the medicine. The medicine works when I'm by myself, but when I try to share with other people, like, they don't understand.
This is the second. I'm going down again. This is a different way of driving out the ill, letting it come forward with every step. You're pushing it out like water, too much water in your toes, you're pushing it out. So this, I think it is a nut tree, a walnut tree of sorts, or cherry. It's sculpture, it's three dimensionality, it's very complex, it's got lots of branches. I think it is like a holding place that that allows to accept the complexity
of
what's at stake,
where
all the branches, the interconnectedness, coming together at the trunk of the tree.
It's
so complex you can't
quite
understand
inside.
It all, because it's connected to other
and
trees as well,
it
at the top,
the
around the foliage.
Across. So that's
it's a holding place, or a place to behold your issue and hold it comfortably.
I'm sitting next to a tree. It's an old oak tree. At the base of its trunk, is moss. I really enjoy to stroke the mossy chest of an oak. This one is wet and gooey, drips down from the early morning shower that we had. It feels lovely to touch. The strength of the oak holding it together. Lovely old oak.
The need in all of us to find a patch of ground. Where we can rest and find comfort in ourselves, in our bodies. Where we can feel comfortable enough to close our eyes in order to open our ears and our nostrils to the different sounds and smells.
The sound of sunlight.
Or comfortable enough to play with our vision, to look closely, intently at something that is near to us. Or to allow our eyes to rest in that kind of mid-range spot where we're just allowing whatever's there to come into vision.
So as a kind of
that resting can allow our eyes to really.
I've got this.
To sort of fall back.
Condition
to the head and just
people want to call it neurodivergency. It's a thing in your brain
to find some gentleness.
Where your brain isn't like other people's,
which is so needed in a world where we're so
and I don't understand time like other people,
intent on throwing our vision out, seeing
or attentiveness,
seeing into screens, seeing the clarity in screens,
sounds even they just.
Because it sounds like
and
umbrella,
in that imagining,
which is what they look like.
Projecting ourselves
tiny
to that
clusters,
point,
tiny,
kind of
lovely,
time travel.
Lacy white flowers protruding from the main
or
stem.
Or teleportation, not time travel. Teleportation.
Each stem has its
in
own little cluster
place,
of flowers, its own little
being
world.
Being able to so closely see another so far
one,
away.
But it's one of my favourites.
I'm so captivated by sounds. People think it's distraction, but it's not. Captivated by it. And I found out there's something in my mind that makes this happen. And they said, do you want to take medicine for it?
She is very close and still is, and Leah will go and stay.
My brain does so many things.
His sort of last stages of doing what happened to him. To be honest. Because there's no happening. Anyway, so yeah, so Julia's stayed in close contact with Leah.
I wonder who Julia is.
New wonders. This place that loses your lostness.
He said, do you want to take medicine for it?
This place that.
And I said, no.
Loses your lost.
And he said, do you want to take medicine for it? And I said, no, because why should I pay for medicine to make my brain more like your brain? When my brain does so many things.
You've been listening to, and you've asked me to think about medicine. A sonic collage created by me, Sarah Scaife. Original sounds were recorded live in the gardens of Dartington Hall, Devon, UK, during a workshop I ran at the Sentient Performativities 2022 Symposium. May I warmly thank workshop participants who so generously shared their recording and trusted me to create this collage. The participants are Eleanor Snare, Gemma Collard Stokes, Jane Mason, Katrina Brown, Rita Leduc, Sabina Kausmole, Sam Francis, and Scott Thurston. This workshop was proposed in partnership with Sound Art Radio 102.5 FM. Participants are performance practitioners and scholars attending or volunteering at the symposium. I am a doctoral research student using practice-based research methods to explore ideas around medicines of uncertainty. The research is supervised at the University of Exeter and the University of Bristol in the UK, and supported by the South West and Wales Doctoral Training Partnership. Background music was digitally devised by me, Sarah Scaife, remixing Elementary, which is a short solo piano tune by Scott Buckley. Elementary is a free-to-use track from the Scott Buckley Creative Commons Music Library.
End of transmission. Find us on the internet, radia.fm. Over and out.
If your last vaccination against COVID-19 was more than 5 months ago, it's time to get another dose. Boosting your antibodies reduces the risk of getting or transmitting the virus, and booster doses help reduce the number of hospitalizations and deaths related to COVID-19. For better protection against the virus, book an appointment at quebec.ca/COVID-vaccine and follow the recommended vaccination schedule. Vaccination against COVID-19, a good way of extending our protection. A message from the gouvernement du Québec.